You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Only in Wisconsin could two guys spend 2 hours debating politics, Packers, and pizza crust and somehow make it work. It's John and Gordy, serving up fresh talk every morning with that signature Madison flavor. Stay tuned. The John and Gordy Show starts now.
I don't want to build up your hopes or anything.
Is that what we do? Everything he listed?
Yeah, well, a lot of pressure on now.
I know.
We have to talk to him about overhyping this program.
Right. Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Wednesday. Yeah. It's happy hump day.
Yeah, it's middle of the week. We made it this far. Yeah.
So far.
Every week it's like this.
Well, Wednesdays, you know, you're already looking forward to the weekend.
Are we looking at the film of Gaza, or are we looking at the White House?
I don't know.
Seriously, you know, you've been following this closer than I have. I had no idea that this thing has gone off the Richter scale.
Well, they've now revealed that. There's been leaks about the East Wing renovation. It's now been revealed that the plan is to take down the whole East Wing of the White House.
Oh, my God.
And you know it's just going to keep going. I mean, then they're going to find something.
Yeah.
Here's a load-bearing wall. We didn't know this. We took it down.
We took out the load-bearing wall. Now we got to take out the entire other wing. I'm sorry, but, you know, these things happen. Old construction. We don't like it.
Well.
That is just... And you brought up a really good point, Matt. And the point was with DOGE is to get rid of all rules, regulations from each and every department. So there's no one left to say you can't do this or you can't do that or we have to inspect that. All the inspectors, everybody, auditors are gone. No one's there to police what's going on at the White House. And they fired...
The whole Historic Building Preservation Committee or whatever that
gone.
Would be, the federal, they're all gone. They've all been furloughed or they've all been, they're because of the shutdown and because of all the firings. There was nobody to say, no, you can't do that. You can't tear down
the
East Wing's facade.
They called back Hoes R Us and started tearing the wall down.
Yeah. Why not? Just go for it. See what happens. Yeah, they didn't get permits. They didn't get any sign-off from the historic, building commission or whatever that might be.
Probably incredibly memorable rooms where people had major meetings and discussions
negotiations.
Just gone.
Right. Yeah.
So how are they going to – I can't even imagine what this is going to look like eventually. But, you know, we're thinking about doing that here in the studio now, bumping out the wall that we have.
Right.
And there we go.
Take out a couple of offices there and build a John and Gordy ballroom here in the studio.
We haven't seen too many of the office people lately, so, there's no one here to say no.
Right. Yeah, we could take out two or three offices before lunchtime.
That's right. And by then, it'd be too late to stop
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Who needs any permits or any authorization?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, we got an early morning phone call here from Matt, 608-879-8255. Good morning, Matt. What's on your mind?
Morning, guys. We need to talk about this ballroom. it symbolizes so much, doesn't it?
Yes.
The destroyed White House along with a destroyed America. Everything we thought that America was is just going into the trash pile.
Yep.
And think about all the bad behavior that's going to take place there. The awful music, the really bad dancing. They're going to be serving McDonald's to people or something.
Yeah, there's going to be a branch there in the ballroom.
Yeah, it's going to be like a disco.
Cocaine sniffers,
I wouldn't doubt that.
Corner.
right? Yeah. I know.
it's a disaster. No one voted for this, did they?
You know? And do you think he would be?
But are they going to have like a? Are they going to have an animatronic plastic Trump that just dances and entertains in the corner? You know?
You mean a little ride that goes from one side of the White House to the next?
Yeah, yeah, that would be good too. Apparently, he's going to stay a while. Why would he be building this $250 million ballroom?
He's got to enjoy it.
He's going to.
Well, if he can get all down. The organs of these kids they're kidnapping, maybe he'll live to 200.
Well, that's dark. Man. But it's good. It's good, man.
Yeah, good times. All right.
Boy,
Matt,
I tell you. Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for that call.
You know, it's just scary because no one ever expected that.
He just started doing it.
All of a sudden, you know, hey, we're going to build a ballroom, you know, a gigantic, you know, 2 football field-sized ballroom. Does he think he has that many friends?
Well.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he paved over the east, Rose Garden. That's all just a bunch of concrete now with some crappy tables.
I got my patio umbrellas there and my my gazebo's up.
Yep. Got those. What next?
Yeah, I know.
Next?
And the megas don't care, you know, because it's just a building, you know.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything to anybody anymore. Nothing means anything to anybody on the right anyway.
Well, he said he wasn't going to touch the existing building. He was just going to build the ballroom. And
take a wall out and, you know, put the ballroom up against
I guess those plans are out the window.
I understood that. I thought, that's great. But then he started taking out the rooms.
Well, and apparently they sent out some sort of memo to whatever building faces that side of the White House. Maybe it's the Treasury Department. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But they said, no, don't take any pictures. Don't, you know, so they give him a heads up that something was about to happen. Mm-hmm. And
Of course, people
took all kinds of pictures and video and everything, and that's all leaked out there now.
Wow.
So, yeah. They were going to try and keep the secret somehow? Is that crazy?
How can you do this
and not tell anybody?
I'm sure there are a lot of reporters out there, and this is something you can't keep secret. And now, of course, you know, I mean, once you take out, you know, half the White House.
Might as well go for the whole thing.
You got to go for the whole thing,
Let's get that Truman balcony off of there. And,
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Well. Have you ever been to the White House? I didn't go in, but I was outside. Mm-hmm. Outside.
I was there.
Did you go in?
In eighth grade.
I took a tour?
I didn't go in, but we just got to see the outside.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's a D.C. trip.
Yeah.
But it wasn't enough for Trump. You know, he likes that classical architecture. Oh. And I thought, you know, the building is safe. He's not going to take down any classical architecture. And here he is. He's shredding it. I guess. Okay.
Well, he keeps adding more and more gold to the Oval Office. I mean, have you seen the latest pictures?
I saw a story on this whole construction deal, but they showed a room, the room that he's always in with the gold in it.
Yeah.
And it is so gaudy and so outrageous.
It's terrible.
It is. It's like some 90-year-old individual who's collecting knickknacks and then putting up on the wall on everything you can find. It's like my mom's room was like this. There's knickknacks, but they're all gold knickknacks. It's just really outrageous.
Not attractive.
No.
Okay. Well, we'll keep monitoring that and see what happens. Yeah.
They call it white trash. So, this is a little example of that.
Mm-hmm. A little bit later on, we'll talk to Mike McCabe, get his take on what's happening on the White House.
The end of the White House.
Deconstruction, yeah. And that's happening in our next hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got there's another kind of a big story going on, and I don't know if I should bring it up here.
We could get to the weather first.
Okay, let's go to the weather.
We haven't checked that out yet. It's 45 degrees currently and cloudy skies. Highs today just 48. It's going to stay cool and breezy all day long. Maybe a few sprinkles or a couple of scattered showers. Do you have the WMDX Samsung watch handy? Can you tell us about sunrise and sunset this morning?
Yes, 7:19 sunrise and 6:03 sunset.
Okay, very good.
But,
sounds good.
Of course, we're going to have slightly warmer weather this weekend.
Okay.
It'll start raining on Monday, though.
Really?
But, yeah, around 53 or 54, 55 degrees this coming weekend.
That's all right.
That's
I'll
pretty
take
good
that for fall.
I'm going to have to take that. I have to give my border collie a bath, and we have put it off and put it off again and again, and now we have not done anything at all. This is 2.5 years later. We got to do something.
2.5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we have to do that, and I'm not looking forward to it. And we got a Thanksgiving coming up this weekend. Isn't that weird?
What do you mean?
We got a relative, my wife's brother's in town. Okay. Won't be in town during Thanksgiving, so he's here now, and we're going to take advantage of it and have Thanksgiving early.
Is that the your brother-in-law lives out west somewhere?
Yeah, Wyoming.
Wyoming?
Yeah, Cody.
Okay.
And
I've been to Cody, Wyoming.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a haunted hotel and bar there. It's really cool.
Yeah. They have that. Isn't that where the Buffalo Bills museum is or something?
Or is that wrong? I think so.
I don't
know. I don't care.
Okay. Lots of cowboy hats.
All I know is we had a great hotel.
Yeah,
but it is a really nice place, and he's got rifles. We went out and
do some shooting.
Yeah, we did some shooting. I can't remember what they call the
skeet shooting.
The land that they got out there. It's I can't remember what they call
sounds
it.
Sounds like.
But, yeah, I mean, you can go out in the middle of – it's not desert, but, you can go out there and shoot away. And
shoot at some tumble of weeds.
I wish I knew. I can't remember the name of what they call it out there. Maybe somebody can text us who knows other people that hang out in Wyoming. But it's Wyoming's okay. It's very redneck, but what can you do, I think they pay, if you live out there, I think they pay for your college education.
Oh, is that so?
Believe. Not sure.
That's Dick Cheney country.
Don't move out there because I said that.
We got a text here from Steve in Mount Horeb. We're talking about the White House deconstruction.
Yeah.
And he says, just think of all the asbestos and lead paint flying in the air.
That's right.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. I completely forgot about that.
See, that's why you have inspectors and, people that can grant these kind of permits and make it all okay to do whatever he's going to do.
I mean, it's these regulations are very strict. Even here in town, you really have to get clearance.
For historic buildings,
but
yes.
They know if your building is such and such age that you have to have remediation set up as well.
We're so talking this, about the White House now. I mean, it's just like the...
Steve, a good point. should have come right out of us right away. All right.
Okay. It is 19 past the hour. Hey, if you'd like to win a dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza, it's easy to do. Just go to WMDXradio.com, click on the carousel picture that says win your dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. Each and every week, we give away a $50 gift card for Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. You could be our next winner because we draw a winner each and every week. Then we throw out the entries and start all over again. So keep entering. Go to WMDXradio.com. 19 past the hour. Just getting started on Wednesday with John Peterson, Gordy Young, Dominic Lee, and you, dear listener. Please come back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What's trending? What is trending?
I don't know.
I know what's trending.
What?
Netflix is teaming up with Spotify, and they're going to be broadcasting on Netflix video podcasts from Spotify.
Okay.
Because the thing that they're thinking is that people go to Spotify and they listen to some podcasts like ours.
Yeah.
And they listen to it. They don't necessarily watch the video.
Right.
But to get them watch the video, now they're going to team up with Netflix, and Netflix will have a lot of the video produced podcasts.
Okay.
Where you can watch them. And I don't know if John and Gordy's wonderful program will be presented in full Technicolor or not. we'll keep our fingers crossed. I doubt it.
Well, we're on YouTube, right? Yeah. Every morning.
And Facebook, are. Yeah.
YouTube and Facebook. And Facebook,
yeah. Both okay. Facebooks.
And may I just apologize to everybody for the quality. We're working on it. We're really trying to get some professional cameras in here and mic stands that allow us to not hunch over the desk. But anyway, that's the hot.
We're
thing.
Making
that's
progress.
That's a hot trending thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm dumping out of this before I get into too much trouble.
Well, that would be cool to be on Spotify. I mean, I think we're. Our podcast on
yeah,
Spotify?
Yeah, we're on Spotify, Spotify. Yeah. Okay.
So we could be on Netflix.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Sure.
Yeah, tune in to Netflix tonight, John and Gordy. Looks like we're going to have to come up with some special effects. But
we'll put cameras all over the studio and behind the scenes and Dom's producer booth there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe out on the street. We should have some street camera. Right?
Yeah, it'll be a great production. Yeah, we'll have a few street cameras around.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Why not?
Well, you know, I do want to get a camera, and I want to get the microphones that pair with the cameras.
Yeah.
I want to do street stuff.
Yeah.
You know, way back in the old days, with Second City TV, John Candy had a character by the name of Johnny LaRue.
Sure.
An unlucky character at that. And he was told to come up with some kind of TV show for people to watch, and he came up with Street Beef, and he'd go out there, you know, he'd get people's complaints, you know,
right,
what they were angry about.
Yeah, we could do that.
So I was thinking that would be great. Street Beef, John and Gordy, Street Beef. Unload, you know, people have a lot to complain about nowadays, so. That would work.
Well, it would work, except that, you know, look at the streets right now. There's nobody out there this hour of the day.
We do have a problem with hours here.
I mean, it's rare. We don't even see the leaf blower guys anymore.
Yeah.
And here it is fall. Leaves are falling. Where are the leaf guys, the leaf blower guys? They're not out there yet.
The leaves weren't even on the trees. He was blowing leaves. Now, of course.
Yeah, the leaves are. Well, there's still some on the trees I can see over there.
I think
the street,
he probably has right a different schedule. Probably didn't want to hang out over here, us completely telling the city what was going on and how they were performing their work.
Really, all we see most of the time are runners. You know, there are people out there jogging, doing their early morning jog, but then every once in a while, a group of them will get together. They, you know, 20 or 30 joggers going by. That's about it.
Yes, a group of joggers.
There's a guy that's just strolling.
Oh, yeah?
Well, maybe is he power walking? I don't know. I can't tell.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. He's going uphill. So you gotta, you got to think maybe he's working on it. I know I power walk.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, I go pretty quick, pretty fast. Between 4 and 5 miles per hour.
Kidding.
And every once in a while, I go into a jog.
Did they put in the speed bumps yet?
Yeah.
By your house?
Oh, God, please. This is a nightmare. This is truly a nightmare. I hate speed bumps, of course. They put the speed bumps in. They still have plastic over the concrete, letting it dry. But the problem I have is that they blocked off the street. Now, of course, they say it's for local traffic, right?
Sure.
But you've seen this all over the place, local traffic. And you can go right through. You can go from one end to the other. It's local traffic, though.
Yeah.
That's not happening because they blocked off the whole damn street because some of the people that were driving by were going a little crazy, going up on the right of way,
okay.
on the grassy area next to the sidewalk to get around some of these barricades.
Great.
And so they decided to block the entire street off. And that just really irritates me to no end. You know,
I can get through, right?
I can get to my house, but I can't get all the way down the street.
Oh,
so if I get off the Beltline, I can't do that. I got to go around the block.
Lord.
It bothers me so much because we're the only street in the county that has done that. You know, I was with the census. I went to every small town, every street in Dane County, and they never blocked it completely off, but here they are in front of my house. And I'm out in the yard playing with my border collie, and I'm seeing all these people drive up the street, see the barricades, and make a U-turn and go back down.
Maybe they've barricaded the whole street because they know you have a new EV charger, and they don't want people to, you know, line up to use free charging.
To use my charger
while you're
now.
Not looking, while you're not home.
Boy, the charger thing is crazy, too.
Yeah. How's that working?
God. Oh, well,
is it okay?
There's a scheduler within the charger that I bought,
yeah.
but then that conflicts with the scheduler that MG&E provides as well, and they automatically charge your car. All you have to do is plug it in.
Yeah.
It automatically starts charging at an hour that is best to do it at the lowest possible rate.
Oh, okay.
That's a great deal,
that
right?
Makes sense.
But now there's a conflict between my software that comes with my charger and MG&E, and I'm just, boy.
That thing's really working out well for you, isn't it?
I've got stories.
Okay. 29 past the hour. We've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report straight ahead, and then we'll be back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
The 21st century began. Human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Okay, well, we've got some stuff today.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. WMDX 92.7. And check us out on the Civic Media app, YouTube, I don't know, Facebook sometimes. Check us out if you can. And text us, give us a call, or just voice note us as well. We'd love to hear from you and your opinions.
Our number is 608-879-8255. And it is 6:36. Weather for today, cloudy and cool and breezy. 45 degrees currently. Highs just 48 for today. So temperature is really not going to change much. And we might have a couple of sprinkles, a couple of showers. We got a text here from Diana. And it says, we watch here in Janesville. In lieu of the morning news, we deleted Facebook during Trump's first regime. And we don't live near Madison to hear it on the radio. So thank you, Diane,
yeah,
for that
that's great.
Text.
I wish I had the courage to delete Facebook.
So she's watching on YouTube, apparently. Yeah.
And it's so many contacts on Facebook, you know, people that pop up from the past. I kind of enjoy that. Plus a few of the sites that I go to, you know, the old retro advertisements.
Oh, yeah.
I just love that stuff. But anyway, I got this story here, and it's just... I was really curious about a federal appeals court ruling that Trump can send troops into Portland, Oregon. And this was a three-judge decision. Two of the judges appointed by Trump gave Trump the permission. The one who wasn't appointed, appointed by Clinton, did not agree at all with their reasoning. And here's the point of this. When judges start spewing the same nonsense that Trump spews for the reason why he wants to go into Portland, we've got real big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
These are not legal opinions at that point. It's nonsense. You can't, all of a sudden now the courts that are on Trump's side are providing the facts as told by Trump, the orange god. This is really insane. It is outrageous, if anything. But anyway, so they're allowed now. Trump is allowed to get those troops into Portland, Oregon. Yeah. Maybe. Only because there's another case that also banned those troops from going in, and that's still out there. So there is still a hold on letting those troops in. I want to give you an analysis of what is going on with the Federal Appeals Court decision. Listen to this.
Okay. But the legal wrangling will likely continue. Just moments after the ruling, lawyers for the state of Oregon and city of Portland filed a motion asking for reconsideration. They want an 11-judge panel from the Ninth Circuit to review the decision. And as of now, it's unclear when we'll see troops on the ground. The Trump administration can move forward with plans to deploy National Guard troops to help protect the ICE facility in Portland following a ruling Monday from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. In a split 2-1 vote, the 3-judge panel overturned a lower court order temporarily blocking the deployment. The ruling comes after oral arguments on October 10th when the two Trump-nominated judges appeared to side with the federal government.
I'm sort of trying to figure out how a district court of any nature is supposed to get in and question whether the president's assessment of executing the laws is right or wrong. Hmm.
In Monday's ruling, those same two judges found that troops under the president's control are needed to relieve federal officers who they say are stretched thin, writing, the continued deployment of federal protective service officers to Portland is unsustainable, and state and local law enforcement have been unable or unwilling to assist the government's efforts to protect federal personnel and property at the ICE facility.
Oh, my God.
In response to the decision, Oregon's Attorney General issued a statement explaining if the ruling is allowed to stand, it would give the president unilateral power to put Oregon soldiers on our streets with almost no justification. We are on a dangerous path in America. The dissenting judge, a Clinton appointee, said her counterparts got it wrong, specifically noting how protesters in costume and participants in a naked bike ride run counter to the president's characterization of Portland as a war zone, writing, today's decision is not merely absurd, it erodes core constitutional principles.
You think?
The state of Oregon and city of Portland are asking the Ninth Circuit to reconsider and want a larger panel of judges to review the decision.
There is one legal question still hanging out there. Today's ruling applies to only one of the two temporary restraining orders the Judge Karen Immergut issued earlier this month, blocking the deployment. The court will have to sort out what impact today's ruling has on the second restraining order.
All right. Now, on the first restraining order, that judge ruled that it appeared the Trump administration was acting in bad faith with exaggerated claims of violence in the city of Portland, including that it was a war-ravaged city with ICE facilities under siege from attack by Antifa and crazy people, that's in quotes, who try to burn down buildings, including federal buildings, every night.
What?
No, wow. And that's what they were trying to sell this particular judge. Wasn't buying it at all.
None of that stuff was happening.
And, of course, these two appeals court judges that sided with sending troops in, this was their quote, even if the president may exaggerate the extent of the problem. So that's okay, right? Okay. The extent of the problem, this does not change that other facts provide a colorable basis to support the statutory requirements.
Colorable,
like a coloring book, I think. You know, if you just put a little more color in, a little more exaggeration, a little bit more, you know.
What is colorable?
What does that mean, Dom?
Are you just looking it up?
Apparently correct or justified.
Okay.
Or capable of being colored.
Okay.
All right. I think it's the latter.
I think it's the latter.
They're pretty simple. It's pretty simple people. Mm. That's what's going on. And so, you know.
So it's okay to send in the troops, sort of. Well, we don't really know until that second appeal.
The second one they're going to have to take care of. But amazing, you know. I don't know. You know, remember the nude die-in that they did on a bridge, I believe. That was pretty huge. A lot of people there. Not everybody was nude. But anyway, you know, the nude bike rides, the animated inflatable characters that are...
Barney the dinosaur costume.
Yeah.
Unicorns running around.
Now, what do they call the frog now? Is the protest frog?
The resistance frog? Well, I don't know.
Antifa frog?
I'm not sure if it has an official name, but yeah the frog has become
the frog
symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I see T-shirts popping up and all kinds of things.
It is called the Antifa Frog.
Okay.
The
Antifa Frog. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
We got to get some John and Gordy Antifa Frog T-shirts. The boys working on that.
My wife has a frog hat topper.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You can wear a baseball cap and put this on top. It's like a sock hat, but it just fits over, and it's got the eyeballs of a frog on top, and it's just, it's gorgeous. It's a great idea. She wore it for the No Kings rally. So anyway, cool. it was a lot of fun. But again, everybody is having fun protesting a very serious issue.
Right.
And because it's fun, because these costumes are out there, and I love the idea of inflatable animals. I would not have. I hate inflatable animal things, you know, especially, you know, out in the yard, because I can imagine, you know, the hubby going out there setting all this stuff up, and then, you know, the inflatable part breaks or blows
away
over
down the street,
or something. Yeah. So, you know, he's going, oh, damn, I got to go out there and then. But, you know, these inflatable costumes are just a riot. I would not have thought of that. And this is the way to fight.
Yeah.
This is the next wrinkle in the history of protests.
I know.
People in inflatable costumes. I would not have ever thought of this one. Mm. But it's great stuff. And it's making the argument even more difficult. Now, the thing here is that all these National Guard individuals and ICE agents, all they have to do is just, you know, put flash bombs out there and tear gas. Mm. That's all they have to do. That's all they have to do. Get a little bit of that on video.
Yeah.
Send it out there, and everybody thinks there's a war zone.
You're right.
And no one even has to be pushed around. The protesters don't even have to be present.
Yeah.
All they have to do is show that.
It's all about a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the video.
And it's
put it out there.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic. All right. Well, anyway, that's the latest news. I found that story this morning. I thought it fairly interesting, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Oh, I'm waiting for it. I want to get more of an update on what's happening at the White House with this deconstruction of the East Wing. I'm focused on that now. They should be able to get cameras from somewhere and just have a camera on the White House all the time, right?
Yeah.
To see what part of it he's tearing down next. Yeah.
Is it? It's only visible to one of the buildings.
Side, yeah.
That
I think
faces
it's the
it?
Treasury Building or something that's near it. Anyway,
I want to see this thing. I really do.
He's not going to stop. He's going to take down the whole East Wing. That's what they're saying this morning.
Yeah. You know, we talked yesterday about the beef that they're thinking about importing into the country from Argentina.
Yeah.
And it's a really bad idea.
Is there something wrong with the beef?
We're sending so much money into Argentina. It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, why?
Just propping up that country. There's no reason. Of course, they sold all their soybeans to China, knocking out American soybean growers. That wasn't a good idea. But now he is thinking, hey, we'll help you out even more. Send your beef our way. But that you can't do that. There's a reason why. Anyway, cattle farmers say dwindling herds due to drought. Now at the lowest level since 1951, and the threat of New World screwworms, these are flies that embed into the skin of cattle and animals, are the real issues, and the government is not doing enough. And I think that line is the most important one. The government isn't doing anything. They come up with these other solutions, not actual solutions, but other ways of dealing with a problem without actually solving the problem, right? They just go around.
Yeah.
And they did this in Wisconsin under Scott Walker, too. They just they didn't solve any problems. No. They just kind of worked around them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that's not government.
Yeah.
The situation is adding to the supply-demand imbalance brought on by drought. Again, this is climate change.
Mm.
And if they want to deny that it's ever happened, that this is the biggest hoax in American history or global history, they're wrong, because we're paying money, big money, to have to deal with all of this. Now we're paying higher prices for beef. Beef prices have climbed to record highs after cattle ranchers slashed their herds due to the dry lands.
Oh, man. Yeah.
There's no grazing land, so they had to slash the herds.
Jeez.
Feed costs rose as well. So they're dealing with a lot, and that's why the prices are so high. But importing the beef is not the answer. It's a workaround.
Mm-hmm. Mark from the SAC says, send money to Argentina and not assistance to starving and sick people in Africa and Asia. Yeah, there's more of that kind of thing going on, too.
Yeah.
And Catherine sent us a note here. We need an eagle nest cam on the White House.
Well, they'll tear that down.
Yeah, right away. Back with more of John and Gordy for this Wednesday morning, right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Call us, tell us what you think. We're going through right now Idiocracy, trying to figure out what the heck is going on in this country. And I don't think we're ever going to really come up with an answer until it's all over.
Mm. Okay, well, that's a rosy assessment. Thank you for that positivity. I mean,
it may be all over in a good way, too.
Okay,
I'll just put a little positive spin on that.
Thank you for doing that.
There you go.
Our number is 608-879-8255. Weather for today, it's going to be cloudy. This morning, some breezy conditions at times. High just 48 degrees. Maybe a couple of sprinkles along the way. Right now, it's 45.
All right, coming up next hour, I just want to preview this a little bit. We've got three individuals who were elected into Congress from Wisconsin, and they're tipping their hand. They're not going to approve any kind of extension on the ACA tax credits. And I've got proof of that, and we'll be playing cuts from Scott Fitzgerald, Brian Stile, and Dumb Ron Johnson. All right.
Okay. It's coming up.
There you go. Now, let's get to Caroline Leavitt. Wow, she blew up the other day.
Oh, no.
And needlessly, too, because there was a really smart reporter in the crowd. And you know, this is all because of the story of the delayed meeting between Trump and Putin, and they were going to meet in Budapest.
Oh.
And that wasn't a great place to meet, according to at least the reporter who texted Caroline Leavitt and said this. This is it.
Okay.
Is the president aware of the significance of Budapest? In 1994, Russia promised in Budapest not to invade Ukraine if it gave up nuclear weapons it inherited when the Soviet Union dissolved.
Oh.
Does he not see why Ukraine might object to that particular site? Who suggested Budapest? Thanks.
Whose idea was that?
So, I mean, that's a good question, right? She, Caroline Leavitt, shot back and said, your mom did. I don't understand
that's
that at
what
all.
She...
Yeah, your mom did. Mm-hmm. And then she continued, it's funny to me that you actually consider yourself a journalist.
Okay.
You are a far left hack who nobody takes seriously, including your colleagues in the media. They just don't tell you that to your face. Stop texting me your disingenuous, biased, and bullcrap questions.
Ooh, wow.
Yes.
You said bullcrap?
Well, she used the S word.
Oh, okay.
But we've been banned from using the S word on media here in Madison. I'm not a big fan of that. I think we have realized that there is such a thing as the S word.
You want to let it fly,
yes, I want to let the S word fly. Well, thank you, Gordon. That's exactly what I would have said.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. All Joe right. is on the line. Good morning, Joe. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, I'd like to return to the Epstein files, which is what we can be returning to every day, because that is driving what we're doing and how our country's going. So the nasty, ugly, stinky stuff in the Epstein files. So I want to get back to the Congresswoman out of Arizona, Adelita Guevara. If I'm mispronouncing her name, I apologize. But apparently the AG out of Arizona has filed a lawsuit against Speaker Johnson for his stalling. And it's interesting because the lawsuit argues that elected members must be sworn in if they meet the standard qualifications, which she does. Mm-hmm. So there's not any reason to stall this. And he can say, oh, there's precedent that we shouldn't. Precedent is not the same as what's said in the Constitution.
Right.
So she's got to be sworn in. And it's so interesting, you guys. You started that farm report at the head just before Idiocracy started, and Pam Yonke was talking about farmers who have been stalled out of getting information out of the government because the government is shut down. So even here, farmers are being affected by the fact that Mike Johnson will not swear this woman in, because her swearing in releases the Epstein files, and that's apparently so stinky that Wisconsin farmers have to be without information that they need to do their business, to conduct business that they need to do. It's amazing the tentacles of this stupid thing and how it's affecting us, because these people don't want to have this information out. Well, here we go.
Yep. Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
That they're holding up the government.
Stalling.
They're keeping the shutdown alive and well, simply because they want to keep the Epstein files away from the press. That's all it is. You're right, Joe. That is,
Joe, thank you for that call.
You just got to think, why would they want to do something like this? And what is also happening, of course, is paperwork. They're not doing paperwork anymore with the administration. They just cut the paperwork out. Just whatever they want to do, they don't need okays from anybody. They don't need approvals, no paperwork. And the farmers need all this stuff in order to at least plan their crops, do whatever they're going to do.
Exactly.
Plan, what they're going to do about beef prices, the whole thing. But they're not doing it because they want to keep the Epstein papers away. Yeah. I thought no matter what, it's still going to be somehow voted on and they're going to release them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's inevitable.
Let's take a quick call here from Dick. Dick, go ahead.
Yeah, the trifecta of crazy yesterday or within the last 48 hours. Okay, the White House situation where you're just blowing the building over.
Yes.
Then he wants to put this Nazi in charge of ethics and the DOJ thing. Now, I suggest that this is what's going to happen. The fourth shoe's going to drop. And this guy he's going to give up on for ethics. And George Soros. Santos is going to be put in that position.
George
Santos.
Yes. He's available. Yeah. Why not?
I mean,
oh, my God.
Didn't the guy withdraw? I thought he might have withdrawn his nomination.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dick. Thank you for that call.
Thank you. Put George Soros, or not Soros.
Santos.
Santos.
George Soros.
I was just looking at the paycheck.
Is he writing
just
the checks? That's right. Coming up in our next hour, Mike McCabe will join us, Substack blogger and author of Miracles Along County Q. And we've got news, weather, sports straight ahead. It's all coming up on John and Gordy on WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.